Phone Boy Speaks, episode 521, Sprint plus T-Mobile still a mess.
There's a glimmer of hope from the FCC that maybe they might approve the Sprint T-Mobile merger that's been under talks for a long time now, or at least the last several months. And I don't know. I'm still not convinced of this. And you know, there's a story. It's been reported in the Wall Street Journal, and that one of the commissioners made a not negative comment about it. And of course, everybody ran a story on it. And it's like, yeah, whatever, guys. It's technically a challenge, right? I mean, I understand the scale issue, right? That T-Mobile and Sprint combined get close in size to an AT&T or Verizon. But guess what, guys? Sprint is in the middle of trying to rebuild their entire network from scratch. They're losing customers because they basically neglected their network for so long. They've got all these different incompatible technologies that they had to deploy, and now they're trying to clean it up. And customers, the reason why they're losing customers is because the network's not working, right? I mean, there was a comment that they were going to start throttling the top 5% of users or something. Well, the network already doesn't work very well. I mean, how's throttling the heavy users going to help, right? I mean, it's just silly. And so Sprint buying T-Mobile, right? Well, I'm sure they could figure out a way to make it work, and they probably will, but it's going to be a huge mess because Sprint's network is a mess. And, T-Mobile's network isn't a mess, and they're actually being very aggressive, and they are deploying stuff ahead of schedule. I mean, their biggest issue is they're lacking spectrum, low band spectrum in some places. And so, rural coverage is an issue for T-Mobile. But T-Mobile's network actually works pretty good. Adding Sprint to the mix, scale maybe, but I don't even think Sprint's network covers places that AT&T and Verizon cover. So I don't see how this is going to work. I mean, what I see happening, quite honestly, is if let's say that they try and merge and the government says no, the wisdom that's being floated around is that only one of these two companies is going to survive. And I hate to say it, I know that SoftBank has invested a lot of money, is now very majority owner, and maybe they might pull ahead, but I think right now, just based on T-Mobile's momentum, I think they're in much better shape. I mean, granted, they're losing money, but I think they're gonna be the ones that come out of this on top. I don't know that Sprint is gonna make it. they've been limping along for so long that I won't say that they're too big to fail, but I don't know. To me, it just doesn't look good, and I think T-Mobile ends up being the stronger of the two, even though T-Mobile still has less subscribers. But as I say, if the trajectory is going to continue, then I think it's going to be I think T-Mobile is going to come out on top. And honestly, people are criticizing T-Mobile because they have some significant losses. Well, most of those are paying early termination fees and stuff. I'm actually not concerned about Q1, right? I mean, there's going to be, and I realize there's some losses there. I want to see what the subsequent quarters are going to be, because if they're continuing to lose money, yeah, okay, that might be a huge concern. But once they get the customers signed up and hooked in, I don't think they're going to be, I think they're going to be in better shape because they're going to be paying out less. They just did this huge marketing push, and so I think the next quarter will kind of tell whether what T-Mobile is doing is sustainable, and the T-Mobile executives are very bullish and saying, we're making investments now to keep the customers, and it's going to work out in the long run. And I tend to agree with them, but of course, that's only a theory, and we just have to wait and see what happens. And so But yeah, I'm not convinced that, you know, merging Sprint and T-Mobile, you know, even if it passes regulatory muster, I don't know that it's going to make things any better, right? It's you're just combining, you know, one strong player with a player that's rebuilding its network, and I don't see how that's going to work any better than letting the two of them just go on their own.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.